AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. There's some movement tonight in congressional efforts to fund operations at the Department of Homeland Security. AP correspondent Jerry Bodlander is live on Capitol Hill.
Ross, within the past hour, the Senate approved a one-week extension of funding for the department. A partial shutdown could occur 3 hours from now, and during those 3 hours, we anticipate the House will follow suit and approve the one-week extension. Pennsylvania Congressman Charles Dent says it's about protecting the country.
We're living in a time of enhanced or increased terrorist activity in North America and around the world, and we need to get on with the business of funding the Homeland Security Department. You know, we'll sort out the politics later, but right now we have to govern and get downright serious about it.
And while it buys time, lawmakers will still have to deal with all the issues that led to this problem in the first place. Ross?
White House spokesman Josh Earnest says the president will accept a short-term funding measure.
If the president is faced with a choice of having the Department of Homeland Security shut down or fund that department for a short term, the president is not going to allow the agency to shut down.
Leonard Nimoy will forever be remembered as Mr. Spock on Star Trek.
Leonard Nimoy was 83. He had a long list of movie and TV credits. He wrote poetry and took photographs, but he was eternally known as Mr. Spock, the pointy-eared hyperlogical Vulcan who was second in command on the Starship Enterprise on TV and in the Star Trek movies.
AP correspondent Warren Levinson reports Nemo died at the age of 83. AP correspondent Tom Coyne reports the former president of Notre Dame is also being fondly remembered.
The Reverend Theodore Hesburgh was president of the University of Notre Dame for 35 years. When he became president, it was mainly known as a football school, and he built it into an academic powerhouse.
Hesburgh was 97. This is AP Radio News. At the unveiling of Attorney General Eric Holder's official portrait today at the Justice Department, the president said America is bidding farewell to an extraordinary public servant.
Somebody who's led this department with integrity and, along with all of you, made our nation more free and more just.
I'm grateful to this great nation who gave a black kid from East Elmhurst, Queens, New York City, more support and opportunities than any individual could have hoped for. Thank you, America.
Oh, beautiful, for spacious sky.
Aretha Franklin, the Queen of Soul, sang America the Beautiful at the unveiling of Attorney General Eric Holder's official portrait at the Justice Department. I'm Ross Simpson.